Right. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for all that you do in our lives, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you have given us the opportunity to come before you and just before your people and just bring your word, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord Jesus, that right now, Lord God, you give me, Lord Jesus, the words to speak to your people, Lord God. Speak through me, Lord Jesus. Let it be clear, Lord God. And Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity. In your name, Jesus, we pray. I will be coming from reading out of 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 2nd, 1 John chapter 2. Sorry, there might be a typo on there, but it should be chapter 2, verses 2. And it reads, "This is the message we have heard from him, declare to you, God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us of all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim to have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. My dear children, I write to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, not only for our sins, but also the world's sin." As I was preparing for this message, the title, what's kept standing out to me is that God is light. God is light. So my title of this sermon is God is Light. And as I started to think about light, I think about when I'm letting the dogs outside and it's dark, if I have the front light on in the porch and I open the door at night, the bugs seem to draw into the room because of the light. So the bugs are drawn into my room because of the light. I also started thinking about what we use our light for. You need light to take a good picture. When it's dark, you usually put your flash on so that you can have some light so that the picture comes out good. At night, the little ones need a nightlight when it's too dark in the room. We have many uses for light for many different reasons. We all have a light that's in our life. It's always good, and that light is God. My first point is walk in light, not in darkness. Walk in light, not in darkness. If we claim to have fellowship and walk in darkness, we lie. Light represents what is good, true, and holy. What is good, true, and holy. When they use the word walk, they're using a metaphor, a figure of speech. That walk means it's our life, how our lives should be lived out. So our lives should be good, true, and holy. Darkness represents the opposite of light. It's wickedness, evil, and error. Let's talk a little bit about what goodness is. What is good? What is true? What is holy? Those are the things that we should be focusing on as we live our lives so that we're walking in the light and not in the darkness. In Galatians 5, 19 through 24, it gives us a detailed description on what we should or should not do, the different things that we should not do. And some of the things that it talks about is sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, being hostile, quarreling, arguing, jealous, anger, selfishness, dissension, envy, drunkenness, having wild parties. All of these things are sin. So those are the things that would align with the darkness. Those are the things that are opposite of light. Those are the things that we should not be practicing. So when we're looking at our lives, those are the kind of things that we should not be doing. Those are the things that would say that we're walking in darkness. If we're doing those things, we're walking in darkness. And according to 1 John, it's saying that if you're walking in darkness, you are not of God. Now, we all know that there are times when we fall into sin, we do things that are not quite what we are supposed to be doing, but it's when we continue to keep doing them over and over again, that's where we have some problems. But then we have what we want to say is the things that we should be doing, the things that are good, the things that are true, the things that are holy. And those things are what produces the fruit of the Spirit. Those things are good. So love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All of those things are the things that are good and true. So those are the things that we should be practicing. But those things come through the Holy Spirit. Those things can't happen on our own. We can't do those things without the Holy Spirit. We can't do those things without God. We can't do those things without the light. We need the light. We need God to be able to practice those things. Otherwise, we fall into idolatry. We fall into sexual immorality. We fall into impurities. We fall into those things that we shouldn't be doing because we haven't focused in on the light. So walk in light, not in darkness. Our point two. Do not practice sin or deny that your sinful actions are sin. As I was studying this, I was thinking about that sin. So it says, as you read the whole thing, it talked about that we can't say that we're not going to sin because we live in a sinful world. We are going to sin, but it should not become a habit for us. It should not be something that we're constantly doing and not trying to get better. In verse 10, it says that we should have not sinned. We should, verse 10 says that we sh should not sin. We make God a liar. So we can't say that we've never sinned. So we have sinned, but the thing is the practice of the sin is to keep doing the things that we know that we should not do. And that we don't try to change. So we know that we're going to do things that are not right, but we have to work towards making them right. We have to try to not do those things. We should not practice sin. The other thing that we want to think about is to deny that our sinful actions are sin. I remember before I was saved, I had sinful behaviors, but I would say, oh, it's fine. God doesn't care. It's going to be okay. It's really not that big of a deal. But that was me trying to enjoy my sinful lifestyle and not change because of what I wanted to do. It wasn't because of what God wanted me to do. It was because of what I wanted to do. So I tried to deny that my sinful actions were sin based on what I wanted, not based on what God wanted. So I want to just help people to understand that there are things that we're going to struggle with, and the things that we struggle with, we have to bring to God so that He can help us move out of that. So we do not want to practice the sin. We do not want to deny that our sinful actions are sin, but we want to go to the Father. We want to go to the light. We want to go to God and ask Him to help us. We will never be sinless on this side of heaven, but we should always be striving to do better. We should always be striving to get better. But we can only do those things with the help of Jesus. And the help of Jesus comes through us reading our word, praying, spending time with other believers, and challenging ourselves. Challenging ourselves to not practice those sins. So the things that we know that we shouldn't be doing, We should be trying to challenge ourselves to not do those things, to pray about those things. Tell people, hey, I'm struggling with this sin. Hold me accountable to it. Every believer should have someone that is like someone that helps them hold them accountable. So this past July, I had noticed that, or before July, I had noticed that I had been spending a lot of time on my phone. And I was like, I'm spending way too much time on my phone. I need to really get that under control. So I told some of my close friends that I was going to take the month of July off of being on my phone consistently. And one of my good friends, how she helped me was she didn't send me text messages. She actually messaged me through Michael. She sent messages to Michael to let me know when she wanted to get together because she wanted to help me be accountable to not being on my phone. And I thought about that. And it's when we have those struggles and there's things that we know that we need to stop doing, we need to have people hold us accountable. We need to have those people to help us. And so I think it's important that we have those people that stand there and help us work towards it. So not only did I have friends to help me and my husband to help me, but I spent more time in the Word. I spent more time praying. I spent more time reading the Bible. I spent more time. And what I realized is that the time on my phone needed to be controlled. I needed to be able to use my phone when I wanted to look at my Bible verses, but I didn't need to use my phone to constantly go to social media. I needed to use my phone when I wanted to worship because my worship music is on there, but I didn't need to use my phone to look through pictures. I needed to use my phone to listen to podcasts, but I didn't need to use my phone to watch stories or Netflix. So there were things that I realized during this month-long journey that I did use my phone for things that were good that would build me up. And then there were other things that I could take some time off of. And so for the month, so going forward, I started spending less time on social media, less time watching Netflix, less time just kind of scrolling through pictures and things like that, and spent more time reading the Bible, more time praying, spent more time worshiping, and more time listening to different podcasts that were going to build me up in Christ and not in darkness. So when I say do not practice sin or deny that your sinful actions are sin, you have to have an action. You have to have a plan. It's not just going to happen overnight. You have to have a plan to stop those sinful actions, to stop those things. So when I say do not practice sin, that is the sin that you're constantly doing over and over and over again. Because as we know, we live in a sinful world. So we will never be sinless on this side of heaven. But we should always be striving to do better, to get better. And the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, God, can help us with all of the things that I talked about. Point three. Jesus Christ is our advocate and will cleanse us from all of our sins. It says here that Jesus is our advocate. I just want to read that verse to you. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin, but if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is an atoning sacrifice for the sins, not only for our sins, but for the sins of the world. He is an atoning sacrifice. Jesus is our advocate. An advocate is a person that stands and speaks on our behalf. Jesus speaks on our behalf to God. God is holy, God is light. And in him, it says there is no darkness. And because on this side of heaven, we are gonna have some sin issues. But when we go to Jesus and we ask him to cleanse our sins, he cleanses them. Jesus, when he went to the cross, he cleansed our sins for past, present, and future sins. He cleanses all of our sins, but we have to be We have to go to him. We have to ask him to cleanse us of those sins that we're doing and practice to not continue to do that. We have to turn away from those sins. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He was our ultimate sacrifice. He was the atoning sacrifice. That means Jesus took our death sentence when he went to the cross. We deserve the death penalty. He did not. He allows us to be reconciled to God. Without Jesus, we could not go to the Father. Without Jesus, we could not go to God because we would have spots on us. We would have dirt, filth on us because of the sinful natures that we live in, the sinful nature that we are. But when we go to Jesus and we ask Jesus to cleanse us and we ask Jesus to help us, that is how we can go to the Father. Because remember, it says that God is light. In him is no darkness. And so, because we've talked about we have sinful actions, we have things that we do on this side of heaven, we are not going to be sinless. We're going to have some things that we're going to have to constantly clean up in our lives. There is no perfect person in this world. There has never been. Jesus is the only one that's walked this earth who has not had sin. And he's the only person that will ever walk this earth that will have no sin. The rest of us, we were born into sin. We were born into sin. So our children are born into sin. We're born into sin. And that's why we need an advocate. That's why we need Jesus. We need Jesus so that he can cleanse us from all of our sin. But we have to accept Jesus. We have to believe in Jesus. We have to believe that he can cleanse us. And then when we believe that he can cleanse us, we believe in Jesus, then we believe that, then we have to continue to keep working towards it. We have to continue to keep working towards the strive of doing good, doing better, doing the things that we need to do, being good, being true, and trying to be holy, because light represents what is good, what is true. We want to make sure that we are being a lovable person. We want to love not on conditions. We don't want to love people based on what they do for us. We love because Jesus first loved us. We want to be the people that are peaceful, that are patient, that's kind and faithful and gentle. We want to be in control of ourselves. Jesus is our advocate and he cleanses us for all of those things. And as we practice these things, he continues to help us get those things better. But as we look at this, we want to think about what he did for us on the cross. And remember that he went to the cross for us, for every single one of us. There is not a person that he did not go to the cross for. So as we think about that, we think about the people who are hard to love. We think about the people who are difficult to us, coworkers, family members, neighbors, the person in the car that cut you off. Jesus went to the cross for those people as well. So when we're thinking about who he went to the cross for and what he did, remember that he went to the cross for everybody. Jesus went to the cross for everybody to cleanse all of our sins, and not just for our sins, but for the world's sin, the whole world. So not just in the United States, but across the world, across the country. He wants all sin. He wants to cleanse all sin, not just ours, not just here, not just this moment, but all sins forever and the world. God is our light. In him, there is no darkness. This brings us to our big idea. God is light. God is light. We talked a little bit about what light is. Light is good, true, and holy. God is good. In Psalms 107 and 1, Part of that verse says, His love endures forever. His love endures forever. God is good. I know growing up in church, there was people would say, God is good, and then they would say, God is good. And it just kind of would go around the church, God is good, and then they would say, God is good. The pastor would say, God is good, and then the sanctuary would say, God is good. God is good, they would say, God is good. Because we know when we live in Christ and there's been things in our life that God has been good to us in. There are things that God has done for us that we know He didn't have to do, but He did because He's good. He's a good, good God. His love endures forever. God is true. Psalms 33, 3 through 4. And I'm just going to give you the part that I want us to remember. He is true to his promises. He is true to his promises. His word can be trusted, and everything that he does is reliable and right. He is true to his promises. Now, as much as parents and as much as we want to be true to our promises, we don't always keep our promises to people or to our kids. But that's not God. God's promises he keeps. We can trust that he will keep his promises. Everything that he does is reliable and right. God is true, and his promises are true, and he can be trusted, and he is reliable. He is not like us. Everything he does is true and reliable. God is holy. In Leviticus 20, 26, you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, is holy. God is holy. And we should be striving to be holy. We should be striving to be like God. We should be striving to do right, to do true, to be good. Those are the things that we should be trying to do. God is good. God is true. God is holy. God is the light that we need in our lives to go the direction that we need to go the right way. God is light. He allows us to not practice sin, to work on our lives. He allows us to not walk in darkness, but in the light. He is that light that we need to not practice sin, to not have sinful actions. And then we have Jesus as our advocate to cleanse us of our sins when we make those mistakes. We are turning away from those sins. We have Jesus as our advocate to go to the Father to cleanse us for our sins. So I asked you, are you going to allow God to be your light? Are you going to allow God to be your light? To be your light? To be good, true, and holy in your life. God wants to be our light. We just have to accept that. We just have to accept Him. He wants to guide us. He wants to guide us in this dark world. And without Him, we will walk in darkness. Without the light, we will walk in darkness. Without the light, we will sin. Without the light, Jesus cannot be our advocate. We need the light. We need Jesus. We need God. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you be the light of our lives, be the light of this world. Help us to focus on you, Lord God. Help us to know, God, that you, God, are the light, that you, God, are what we need. that you, God, are the light of the world, the light of our lives, and that you, God, will help us to not walk in darkness because your light shines out the darkness. Father, we just ask that you bless us, bless this time. Help us to focus in on you. And on this week, Lord God, as we go through the week, Lord God, help us to think of the things that we could be doing better, where we need to shine more light in our lives and take the darkness out. More of you, God, and less of darkness, more of the light and less of darkness, God. Help us, Lord God, to be more like you and have more light, Lord Jesus, in all of our lives, that we shine light like you do, Jesus. And God, we just thank you. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.